I think the big idea here is that the computer is going through a real transformation.
For a long time, it had a pretty stable identity. A desktop, a laptop, a tablet, something you opened, used, and closed.
And that model is starting to feel old, right? We're moving into something more ambient, smarter, personal, and service-based.
Exactly. It's not just a tool you go to anymore. It's becoming a background presence that comes to you, anticipates needs, and sometimes acts on your behalf.
One of the first big shifts is environmental computing.
That means computing is moving out of standalone devices and into the spaces we already live in.
Smart speakers, wall displays, home hubs, car dashboards, sensors, connected appliances, these are all part of that trend.
So instead of one machine sitting on a desk, the computer becomes embedded in the environment itself.
A home can coordinate lighting, security, media, and communication. A car can feel like an extension of your workspace. Even a thermostat can learn your habits over time.
The upside is convenience and less friction.
But the risk is real too. When computing is everywhere, it can become distracting, intrusive, or even surveillant.
So the key question is whether environmental computing will feel helpful or controlling.
The second shift is agentic computing, and I think that one is fascinating.
For most of computing's history, the machine mainly displayed information and waited for input.
It showed lists, ran apps, responded to commands.
The next phase is more active. Computers are starting to perform tasks for users.
An intelligent agent might compare flights, check your calendar, book travel, and update your itinerary.
Or it might draft replies, sort requests, follow up with people, and complete multi-step tasks.
That changes the relationship between human and machine.
The computer becomes less like a passive display and more like a collaborator, delegate, or decision support system.
That's powerful, but it also requires trust.
If machines can act in the world, users need to understand how they make choices, what limits they have, and how to correct them when they fail.
The third shift is intimate computing, and this one feels especially personal.
Devices are getting smaller and moving closer to the body.
Wearables, earbuds, smart rings, lightweight glasses, they all point toward less screen and more proximity.
This is not just a hardware change. It's a change in context.
A device worn on the wrist or around the neck can sense movement, location, health signals, and attention in ways a desktop computer simply can't.
That makes it more useful, but also more private.
The promise is that computing can become less intrusive. Instead of staring at a phone, you can glance, listen, or speak.
The challenge is that the more personal the device becomes, the more sensitive the data becomes.
Health, location, habits, attention, these are deeply private. So the future of intimate computing depends on whether devices can be close without becoming invasive.
The fourth shift is that the computer is becoming a service rather than an owned object.
In many cases, hardware is now just the entry point.
The real value is in software, connectivity, cloud processing, and ongoing AI-powered services.
People increasingly rent, stream, or call on computing power instead of owning it.
It's becoming more like a utility, similar to electricity. You don't need to understand the infrastructure to use it. You just need access.
That can make powerful tools more accessible and lower barriers for creators, businesses, and everyday users.
But it can also deepen dependence on platforms.
If computing is a service, the provider has significant influence over what users can do, how they do it, and what they pay.
The central concern is whether this model empowers individuals or concentrates power in fewer hands.
And these four trends aren't separate.
They overlap and reinforce one another.
The computer is becoming more environmental, more agentic, more personal, and more service-based at the same time.
That's why this moment feels like a major turning point.
The change isn't only technical. It's cultural.
It affects how people work, communicate, make decisions, and trust machines.
The computer used to be a tool that humans controlled.
Now it's becoming a partner that can shape the flow of attention, time, and choices.
The most important takeaway is that the changing shape of the computer reflects changing human needs.
People want less friction, more capability, and more support in daily life.
The next forms of computing may feel liberating or controlling, depending on design choices, privacy standards, and ethical boundaries.
The computer is no longer just a box under a desk. It's becoming a layer of the modern world.
Understanding that shift matters because it will shape how people live, work, and relate to technology.